Chapter 5. Gabriel's Story. Slowly, he started to walk. He felt terribly weak. His right arm hurt very badly, and his head, too. Sometimes, he nearly fell.
At the time of the earthquake, Gabriel was outside the plaza. A lot of people wanted to buy their tickets, and they went inside. But he had his ticket. He was safe because he waited outside. Gabriel heard the first sounds of the earthquake, but he didn't see the buildings when they fell. He didn't hear the screams. Some rubble hit him on the head, and he fell to the ground. After a long time, he heard somebody. It was a woman.
"Look at this young man," the woman said. "Is he dead?"
"No," said another woman. "But he's hurt."
I'm all right," said Gabriel.
He tried to sit up. The women moved away. Gabriel's arm hurt terribly. He couldn't move it. It was broken. He sat in the street. Then he stood up slowly and looked round. It was nearly dark. Only the cars gave some light.
"My family," he thought. "Mum, Dad."
But they were a long way away in another town. He couldn't do anything for them. Then he thought of Sylvia. She was with Marco. He couldn't help her. But there was nobody with Mrs. Delgado, and she was ill. "I'll go back to the Delgado's flat," thought Gabriel. "I can help Mrs. Delgado, and perhaps I'll hear news of Sylvia." Slowly, he started to walk. He felt terribly weak. His right arm hurt very badly, and his head too. Sometimes he nearly fell. Hundreds of people were in the street. A woman ran into Gabriel. By accident, she hit his arm. It hurt terribly. He sat down in the road. Everything went black. When Gabriel opened his eyes again, he felt very ill. He tried to sit up and look round. He wasn't in the street now. He was on the ground with a lot of other people. Doctors and nurses moved quietly round them. He tried to feel his head with his hand. Then he remembered his arm. A nurse came to him.
"Where am I? What happened?" he said.
"You're in the garden of the hospital," she said. "Your arm's broken, I'm afraid, and you've got a bad cut on your head, too. We can't do more for you now. Thousands of people are waiting for help, and we haven't got medicines for all of them. It's not safe inside the hospital, but don't worry. You'll be all right here. Stay here quietly and sleep." She went away. Gabriel watched her. Then he remembered Sylvia. He had to go and find her. He had to help Mrs. Delgado. Slowly, he stood up. He was weak, but he could walk. The doctors and nurses didn't see him. They were too busy. Gabriel left the hospital and started to walk back into town.